adore him.
Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
God with us. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad.
Let the sea resound and all that is in it.
Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them.
They will sing before the Lord, for he comes.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Shine, for your light has come.
And the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you.
Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
For unto us a child is born. On those living in a land of darkness, a light has dawned.
To us a son is given. But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judea, out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over all of Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
And everyone went to his own town to register.
So, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David.
Because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went to register with Mary, to whom he was pledged to be married, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
Savior's born, right?
When the angels have left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Christ the everlasting.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is this one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we've come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. He then called together all the chief priests and teachers of the law and asked them where the Christ was to be born.
"In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied.
Then Herod called the Magi and found from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them.
On coming to the house, the Magi saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. And then they opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts of gold and of frankincense and of myrrh. Worship the one who is the light.
In the beginning was Word, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Let us rejoice.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Let us rejoice. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth.
Let us rejoice.
Praise go to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, born to us this day, our Savior, the one who leads us and guides us out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. May you walk in that light now and forevermore. Go in peace. Amen.